TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
They tell me it's Wednesday, so I'm going to go with it. Happy Wednesday to you. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. Mark Grody is off today because the Bears are off. He actually gets a real day off. The Bears' time shifted because they had extra time thanks to the Black Friday game, so that's why I'm a little off. Marshall Harris is back from doing the state championship games. Woo-hoo. That were also time shifted because of the snowstorm that's still on the ground today. So I'm glad to see you're back. And I feel like we're starting to get our bearings right as we embrace the midweek portion of Packer Week.
I like that during Packers Week, Grody gets that nice midday off, like because he gets the two-day week and then the two-day week, which of course is none of those things because he works on his off days because, you know, football happens and such on Sundays.
There are no days off.
So I'm just happy to be back here to discuss the things that matter because this week is big, and no matter how you try to downplay it and say one game at a time and we're trying to go 1-0 this week, no. It's the Packers. It just means more, kind of like the SEC. It just means more.
This really does just mean more. You couldn't have timed this up better when it comes to making the statement they did against the Eagles in Philly. And then the next week it's Packers week.
Don't have to worry about a letdown, do you?
Well, and that's what, and you keep that same energy. In the words of a great NBA philosopher, one Steven Jackson. So I feel like that's the case here. And if you need to, if you're Ben Johnson, clarify the energy when it comes to what he said after watching film to the media. And then I think how it got purported nationally. I don't think we on this show took him out of context when he said we're winning in spite of the passing game, not because of it. I think that's just a fair assessment of the running game being so strong. And as we mentioned with Ruthie and David just now, the takeaways and the defense being so consistent in one of the biggest game-changing stats you can have in the NFL, if not the biggest. So you put that together, and yes, your passing game right now is not fully developed like the run game was. Then you get into it. But the headlines that have happened since then, Ben Johnson felt like he needed to clarify it yesterday. And so here's what he said to the media in his media session yesterday.
I think when I made that comment yesterday, it's easily to the construe it as I'm not happy with the quarterback. That's not the case whatsoever. He continues to get better each and every week. And I couldn't be more pleased with how he played last week. And I know what the stats say, throw those out the window. He's doing a really good job managing the ball game. And that's step number one for the quarterback. And so he's going to continue to get better. The process is really good right now with how he approaches the week. the way he's taken the coaching, the way he's applying the coaching, I'm very pleased with that. And I think we're going to continue to see him ascend, whether the stats tell the story or not.
I think fans and the like, and this is not going to happen when it comes to how media is published and how it's released. You're not going to get that context. So it comes down to us to be responsible with how we interpret it and read it. And when I heard Ben Johnson say what he said initially, which is the comment I brought up earlier about not winning because of the passing game, but winning in spite of it, that still is not a red flag to me. I'm not to the red flag portion yet where I'm asking, can this quarterback run certain concepts? I still believe he can. I haven't seen anything where Ben Johnson has to limit a playbook like was done for previous quarterbacks for the Bears. I haven't seen that yet. So I understand why he felt like he had to clarify it. I don't get any indication that the relationship with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson is strained. It's a shame that he has to when all he's doing is being a coach who's trying to see more out of his team.
This is the new age media where everything gets aggregated. And when things get aggregated, it's like the old game you used to play in elementary school, telephone. So like if I tell you something and you tell the next person something, and the further it aggregates down the line, the more muzzled the message gets.
I mean, it happens to us all, doesn't it?
It does. And
you
so,
said this. No, I never said that. Well, somebody on the internet said you said it. Oh, must be true.
Well, the interesting thing is in his actual quote where he's talking about the passing game and it not being the reason that they're winning, he's specifically talking about receivers not being where they're supposed to be as part of the conversation. He does talk about the quarterback in terms of fundamentally correct from a, you know, footwork standpoint and everything else, but the same thing applies to the other people, the pass catchers, the blockers. Everything that you want to talk about when you talk about passing game has to be aligned in order for it to take off in the same way that this running game has. And I would argue the running game is much more simple to execute because that's why offensive linemen love to run block as opposed to pass block.
When it comes to a conceptual standpoint, yeah, it's easier to hand off the ball and say, go get him. It's harder from a physical execution standpoint to do it the way they've been doing it. The way that the Bears have just been punishing opponents at the line of scrimmage and the blocks that they have drawn up for their tight ends, that's been absolutely huge. We know that. Like, that is a more developed part of this game. It's also the part that Ben Johnson said he wanted to develop after the bye week. And again, this is December 3rd. We knew that he said he wanted to see his team play its best version of the offense in December. Here we are. So even then, if the passing game doesn't look like how he wanted it to look with Caleb Williams the first year at the end of all of this, I'm still okay with that because the progress on the team is there.
It's great because there's still, as we've been saying for most of this season, post bye week, plenty of meat on the bone for that offense to clean off and add to the pile, if you will. If you're just out here taking a pork shank and just piling up your sandwich off of that shank, that sandwich is looking real tasty right now. And that's before we even get to the point where we get all the extra stuff right next, that the most flavorful meat is the one right next to the bone. And we're not even there yet with this offense. But he did expressly say that he's pleased with how Caleb Williams is developing. And this is actually what I expected to look like. The only thing that's not looking like what I expected to look like is their record of 9-3. Everything else has looked better as the season has gone on. And that includes Caleb Williams in this offense.
The eye test where it provides some cognitive dissonance is most likely in the simple throws, like a screen pass that the timing, for whatever reason, still isn't quite there. Like, he may be throwing it to a certain spot on the field, the back isn't there, or vice versa, and then it looks like it's a ball to the ground. You know, he's dirting a ball. Or it's some of the simple stuff that we've seen, for whatever reason, isn't there yet. There's a lot of that that's gone on. Or, I mean, even in the Eagles game, there was an interception off a screen pass. We just don't talk about it as much because the next thing that happened was the tush-push fumble, forced fumble recovery, Nashawn Wright, and then the ensuing drive, which was the Bears running it down the Eagles' throats. So I understand why it's worth a discussion. I am not to the panic level yet, partially because of answers like what we heard Caleb Williams say to Phil Thompson yesterday. Let's listen.
I think it ties into exactly what he said is route discipline. And then ball location. I miss a pass and it looks a certain way and, to everybody, and everybody doesn't know all the details. And so you go into that and you look at the stats and you look at all these, percentages and whoop-de-doo, right? And so you go into all of that, and then from there, we come back here and we actually look at the film and, was I in the right spot? And, was my drop right? You always look at yourself first, and then you go and you go look at the other guys and were they at the right spot? Were they at the right, spot at the right time? And you try and tie those things together. And that's the fun part about football. That's the fun part about playing this position. That's the fun part about, a long season is you have these ups and downs. You also have these moments where, you may not be, hitting on all cylinders. And then you have these moments where, it feels like you can't miss. And so, we're trying to get to the point where, we feel like we can't miss. And we got a bunch of young guys, including myself, that are out there trying to make plays. It's a lot of film. It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of open communication that we've been having and have to keep having to get to the point where we're hitting on all cylinders at the right time this year.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Caleb Williams talking about Ben Johnson, talking about the passing game needing to where it needs to be here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Mark's got the day off. He'll be back at House Hall tomorrow to give us all the insight. And I think what you have to understand here, and I'm speaking now to the fans that may be a bit jaded, may be a bit affected by past quarterbacks and past coaches and the connotation of game manager.
You mean like when 815 says, sounds like talking about Nagy talking about Trubisky?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That, and then another 815, different 815, saying, Ben, manage the game. What? Stop it. The first step is to be able to manage the game. And when here's what I think of when I think of the context of Ben and Caleb talking about manage the game. Can you get to the freaking line of scrimmage without a pre-snap penalty? Is your cadence like it needs to be? Are you organized? Do you have time to audible if that needs to be the case and survey the defense? Caleb could not do those things in year one and at the beginning of year two. But guess what? How much have we been talking about penalties lately? Not much.
No. In fact, we talked about him drawing one himself.
And so that is part of football. And that is the most basic of basics when you're talking about someone being a quarterback of your team. Do you have control of what's going on when you go up to the line of scrimmage? Now, you're talking about the dirtying of balls and the other things. Hey, look, if people aren't where they're supposed to be, the smart play is to live to fight another play and don't take a sack. Just get rid of the ball.
You'd like to see there be adjustments made either upon the one running the route or the one throwing the ball. Like the completion rate is what it is. I'm just not to the point of alarm yet.
If you're alarmed at 9-3 and what this team has shown you what they can do and what Caleb has shown you in clutch moments, what he can do when the game is on the line, I don't know what to tell you, because I think you have unrealistic expectations of a quarterback in year one of an offensive system and under a first-year head coach.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's the bad search engine mode. It's people hearing certain terms and then just short-circuiting.
They're triggered.
It's okay to manage a game. Nobody is stopping him at being just a game manager. Context is good. Comprehension should be good.
Should be better. How about that?
Both.
Yeah, it should be better than what it is.
So, do you have reason to be concerned about some of the throws we mentioned? Sure.
You know what I say to that?
I'm not taking that away from people.
I quote the quarterback, whoop-dee-doo. When he said that, and I get it, you've been pre-programmed, as we all have, because Ben Johnson had a very stated goal in terms of completion percentage, which Caleb Williams is nowhere close to reaching. I understand that.
His standard is constructing the best offense in the NFL. Therefore, that should be the goal.
Not a top 10 offense, not a top 5 offense, the best offense.
Because he has. And in that first year that he was at the helm of it, it didn't look like it did as the most recent version. It didn't look like it did last year. It didn't look like it did the year before that. That 2022 season, as we mentioned, they started 1-6. But part of the reason was the defense.
Are you saying it takes time, Layla?
I mean, I've been saying it takes time, but the difference is, like, you can see that things need to improve. You can also know that they might improve at a slower rate, and that's okay because your team is winning games. Like 773 says here, I do think he's behind on his throws too often, but we're cooking. That's it. It's much easier to grow when you know that the pressure isn't all on you.
Whoop-dee-doo. That's going to be my standard answer for anything
Whoop-dee-doo is great. I like whoop-dee-doo and I like rinky-dink. We don't use rinky-dink enough.
Yo, rinky-dink offense. We ain't got one of those, though, in Chicago, do we?
I mean, it's get the job done. You run the ball down your opponent's throat and dare them to make you different.
And then make an amazing play if you have to towards the end of the game with Caleb Williams doing franchise quarterback level things.
Or not, and it's okay. That's my point here. Because they're doing the things they originally wanted to do, I'm good with that. When you want to bring it up another level, okay, then we talk more. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news when we have it on The Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Raheemy. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, with the open that you heard earlier. We also have Brandon Fryer, who's helping us out as well. You can text us and call us. Some of you already know the number, 312-644-6767. We typically keep the phone lines open if you would like to vent. We're also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, our mob is up and running, and so is our video team.
Hi, Connor Mob.
Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And we're on YouTube. You can check us out there live. 670 The Score is our account on YouTube. Coming up next, we have to get into what could happen, though, in this game on Sunday. This is the face-off of Caleb Williams and Jordan Love. The last time these two teams met, advantage Bears. So how important is it for Caleb Williams to outplay Jordan Love this weekend? We'll discuss next.
And whoop-de-doo, right?
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.